I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode.
Dreaming bigger. I wonder what comes up for you when you think about the idea of dreaming bigger. Can you think initially of a dream that you have or a goal that you have? See if you can find something that could be a really useful starting point. And that could be a goal that you have in your business, something that you want to create, something that you would like to achieve. And then as you're feeling into that and noticing how that feels for you now, pay attention to what happens when I ask you to dream bigger. Can you relax into that? Can you feel a sense of expansion, a sense of possibility, a sense of curiosity? Or do you notice a contraction? Does it bring up fear? Does it bring up worry? Do you start thinking about your capacity and think, oh, I can't, or how? Does it bring up questions? Does it, create a sense of pressure for you? I just love posing these types of questions and really feeling into things like this, because it allows us to find where our edges are. And then when we find where those edges are, we can expand beyond them. And it's not always about whatever the specific outcome might be. So let's just say your goal was a specific income level. It's not just about doubling that, for example, for the sake of doubling it, just to prove that you can, or just to create expansion. It's actually really tuning into what it is that you truly desire, and then opening up this window or this door to allow for more, so that we're not limiting ourselves because of what it is that we think is possible, or what it is that we believe we can do, or what it is that we've seen in the past. Last week, I ran a live event in Melbourne, and it was called Intuitive Business, and there were 20 of us in this room at the Olsen. It was such a beautiful, magical day, incredible business owners, and this was the theme around the day: dreaming bigger. Really feeling into your vision and then expanding upon that, allowing yourself to move through any self-imposed barriers that you might have, any blocks, allowing yourself to expand your identity so that you can really become and be the person who is creating what it is that you desire now. And also some practical tools for, moving through the inevitable challenges that can come up when you are stepping into a bigger vision, when you are setting these bigger goals for yourself. And I wanted to share some of my reflections on the day. Some of these things are things I was thinking about ahead of the day and ensured that I wove into the day around this theme of dreaming bigger. And some of these things emerged from the day. So number one, going bigger doesn't necessarily have to mean achieving, doing, or having more. I think this is a beautiful reminder, because sometimes this idea of dreaming bigger can feel a little bit materialistic, or it can feel a bit greedy almost. And this came up for a few participants on the day, whereby we delved into our 5-year vision, because this just felt like a really beautiful, expansive time frame to feel into. And we did this at the start of the day with this view to expand it. And for some people, they felt like, I have already dreamed as big as I can. I can't go bigger than this. I am not even sure if I want to in some instances, or I don't even know what is bigger than this, because this feels really big already. And so the invitation was to feel into what could also be deeper, richer, simpler. And also ensuring that all aspects of your life are brought into the dream, so that if there does happen to be an emphasis on business or on a different area of your life, that you also consider, what does this dreaming bigger look like when it also encompasses your relationships, your health, and your well-being, your home life. And other things that really matter for you. For some people, as they went deeper, they went so much more granular, even down to hobbies and things like spaciousness across the day, like naming these things rather than them being implied or indeed not even considered. So it's like, what is going bigger really about? Because I think for most of us, it is not about just achieving more, but also being burnt out, overworked, with decreased satisfaction in our relationships, decreased health and fitness, and, you know, all of the other things that stereotypically can come with increased success. So dreaming bigger can be that process of saying, I want to have it all. And this is my version of having it all. Number two, this reminder that going too big in terms of outcomes can be really overwhelming or even demotivating unless you break it down into smaller parts. And we did this as a part of the day. We really felt into what are some of the interim goals that I can be focused on right now. And again, not just in the business. Yes, business goals, but if you are looking at a bigger vision and you're seeing yourself as healthier, well, in what ways? And what habits have contributed to that? And why not start these habits now? How are you going to embed those habits into your life now through the use of short-term goals, so that then when you arrive in your vision, those things are all integrated. They're all a part of this life that you have created that includes all of these elements that really matter to you. Number three, achieving big goals is not what makes us happy. And isn't it so ironic that, of course, I've created this day around dreaming bigger and around your goals, whilst also understanding that the research says achieving our big goals is not what makes us happy. We think it is. We think if I've got a higher level of income, if I'm in a better house, for some of us, if I've got a better wardrobe, or if I've got a better car, or, you know, I've hit some other boxes, then I'm going to feel happier. It's sometimes it can be implied. You don't necessarily consciously think that, but we can be putting these kind of carrots out in front of ourselves. And underneath it, we really are thinking, when I achieve that, I'm going to feel better, or I'm going to feel different. When I'm that more successful version of myself, I am going to feel better. It can be this like very interesting mind trick. So we want to just accept this as the reality. You won't necessarily be happier if you achieve your big dream. But what is worth creating anyway? What would be really fun to work towards? Because achieving goals does not necessarily make you happy, but working towards goals does make you happier. So it's actually understanding that, like, and embracing that the journey does actually make you happier. Having something to work towards and something that you desire, it can really contribute to this sense of happiness that you feel. And this, we can feel really actually totally motivated around this, in understanding, oh, this is not something that I get to feel then. And it's making me think about, you know, to a couple of different people on the day, even though they may not have said, I will feel happier when, they were saying things like, in my vision, there is this joy everywhere. And I know that I'll have more capacity to feel and share more joy then. And it was just bringing it all back. So, of course, for that person, it was bringing more joy into today, and even creating goals around what it is that they already know creates joy for them, and ensuring that they have got, like, habits and things that they are doing now that allow them to feel that, and not just thinking, I'll be able to feel it then. So think about that for yourself, because it can be very subtle. I know that, you know, for everyone I work with, this is like not your first rodeo. Like, you might already know it, just because we know it, it doesn't mean that it isn't subtly playing out for us as well, that we do think, oh yeah, but actually this would, this would make me happier. So knowing that you'll probably be just about as happy as you are now when you achieve your goals, what can you do to enhance your happiness? And thinking about that. So let's focus on that now. So number four, you can focus on what does make you happier now. And I don't think there are going to be any surprises here. We talked about this on the day as well, but the things that make you feel happier are likely to be the things that you already know. But have you heard of the G.I. Joe fallacy? It says that knowing it and doing it, like, are not the same. So, like, knowing it does not mean you're half the way there. It's just whether you're doing it or not. Okay. So as I'm going through these things that do make you happier, you can think, oh yeah, I know that. Well, it doesn't matter if you know it. It only matters if you're doing it. So sleep. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting high quality of sleep? If not, what are you going to do about it? And there was an example on the day, and this would be true for so many people, around the use of phone before bed. And this person was like, oh, I just can't seem to just put it down and just allow myself to switch off in a different way. So when we're talking about the goals and breaking it down into smaller parts, it was like, this is a priority goal, because in 5 years, when you're actualizing this beautiful vision that you have for your life, do you still want to be scrolling on your phone because you still haven't figured out how to put it down? As I say, this is just not directed at anyone, because it's pretty much directed at many people, most people, some of the time. So it's like, we know it, but are we doing it? Like, well, what else do you need to do to contribute to optimizing your sleep? Movement. We know it. Are you doing it? Do you need to create a different system or a routine around your movement so that it's something that happens with the regularity that you desire? I know for myself, I need to really move every day. And if I don't, it impacts on my sleep. So know yourself, know what you need. Several years ago, I created a routine around going to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 a.m. I still do that. Equally, I do need to make sure I'm weaving in movement on the other days as well. Time affluence contributes to your happiness. When you are really full, when you are feeling busy, that does not contribute to your happiness. And having time and a sense of spaciousness is something the research says does make you feel happier. If you don't have that now, if you do not have some time that feels flexible, feels spacious, where you can do the things that matter to you, this is probably not going to arrive in 5 years or in whatever time frame you're feeling into. How can you create that for yourself now? Controlling your mind, you know, to whatever extent we can. Meditation contributes to your happiness. It's something I delve into. We delve into in my course, Intuitive. I'll put the link in the show notes if you would like to have some processes and would like to be really guided through a process of learning not only how to still your mind, but how to do so many of the things that contribute to being able to connect your intuition more deeply and to feel a greater sense of spaciousness within. That would be a beautiful program to check out. But of course, meditation can just come in so many forms. I use Insight Timer, meditations on there. Totally recommend that if you do not have some kind of practice that allows you to still your mind or to control your mind in some degree, that was the specific language that was used in the study I was reading about. Of course, there's so many studies around meditation. It could be really prioritizing that, saying, well, this is something I can do now and I can integrate now, and it is going to contribute to my longer term happiness. It's going to make a difference. Finally, relationships. This is something I can see with my entrepreneurial clients. It's come up numerous times over the years where I'll have a beautiful, successful, amazing client sitting in front of me saying they do not have friends or they do not have the female friendships that they desire. But sometimes it just might be like the recognition of that and opening up to understanding how important that is for our happiness and long-term happiness, long-term well-being is one of the strongest contributors that you can bring in a few close friends and prioritize that and give time and energy to some of the relationships that really matter to you, and that can make a big difference to your happiness. Of course, if you've got a partner, that might look like, you know, time with your partner, the type of time that you want to be able to spend with them. For one of our participants, this was a monthly date night. Really feeling into what you would love to enhance around your relationships, knowing this is going to contribute to your happiness now and in the future, especially if there's some kind of systemization around that. And by that, I just mean, you know, like the monthly girls' dinner. That's something I'm really cognizant of. I'm often the organizer of various different dinners that I go to, but I am happy to step into that role knowing this is a contributor to my happiness, but it's also, of course, something I can facilitate for others as well if they don't have that capacity. Number five. Knowing why you want what you want can really make a difference. So when you do come up with a goal or you're feeling into your vision, and I do recommend you go back and listen to the episode I created around creating your vision. Just scroll back through the episodes and you'll see it there, and it'll give you an opportunity to go into this a little bit deeper. When you feel into why you want that and you understand why you want that, let's go back to that arbitrary example of the income goal. If you've got an income goal, why? Like, why that number? Why that goal? Because we want to be really clear that if it's anything to do with other people or if it's to do with what we think we should be doing or should be achieving, if it doesn't come from a place that's really true within yourself, it just may not be motivated enough to create it. Whereas if you do really understand why, perhaps that's to do with how that's going to impact on your family, how that's going to impact on your future, how it's going to impact on the future of your family, what that's going to open up. So we know that things, items don't create happiness, but experiences do. And time together doing things, that does contribute to our happiness. And sometimes that can come with cost, of course, like certain types of, you know, travel and certain types of experiences that you might like to have. You might like to have with your partner. You might like to have with your family, with your friends. Being resourced can open up so many options, of course. And so, I mean, that could be the motivation, but there might be something else. Sometimes it really can be quite business oriented. And it's like, actually, it's really about the impact, or it's about the body of work that I'm wanting to create that is so meaningful. And it has this energy of legacy, this feeling of I'm leaving a legacy. And I've created something I'm really proud of. And that can be a big part of the why I want it. You know, the income then becomes that byproduct of that truer, deeper goal. So I wonder how you feel now about dreaming bigger. For me, if you're able to feel kind of relaxed, kind of neutral, curious, and just expansive in your energy as you're feeling into what it is that you want, what really matters to you, what's really aligned for you at this point of time in your life, because we know it's not always the time for more. I know for me, in like seasons of having young children, no, it wasn't about more. It was around presence, deepening, sowing seeds, really putting in this effort, knowing that that would bear fruit later, that really building relationships was worth it. So really feeling into what matters for you. And keeping that alive for you. And just continuing to move through the things that pop up. Continuing to keep yourself in motion. Continuing to focus your energy on what matters and on things that are going to make a difference. I'm so excited to hear what you create. I would love to hear what really landed for you in this episode. You can share with me at Kerry Rowett on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode, please do share it with a friend. As always, I feel like a lot of these episodes are so great to talk through with somebody who you really care about and who, you know, shares your desire for creating a life that is really aligned for you. I'll see you soon. This was episode 114 of the Align and Attract podcast, and that means you'll find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/114.